Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The All Local on KNX News 97.1 FM.
This is KNX News 97.1 FM, Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station. Good morning, I'm Chris Seaton's top local story now. The way many of us use water is about to change because of the drought. John Baird is live with the latest on efforts to ease the pain caused by the drought conditions.
You could hear it in their voices. The people here at the MWD say they've never seen conditions like this, which is why they're asking a number of their customers, we're talking cities and water agencies, to cut their outdoor watering to one day a week. That'll start on June 1st. Now, these are agencies that do not have access to other water supplies like underground water or recycled water. So in these places, people will have brown lawns or yellow lawns. They say they won't die, but yes, they will be brown. But they also say if they don't see conservation, if they don't see a difference by September, then they'll take more action.
There are consequences of inaction. And those consequences are that we would have to go to a full outdoor ban of water use, We want to avoid that. So what the board adopted yesterday requires our agencies to enforce these restrictions.
And if this doesn't work, they say they'll go to an allocation of about 80 gallons per person per day. Right now, they say people use an average of about 125 gallons per person per day. Reporting live in downtown L.A., John Baird, KNX News 97.1 FM.
Well, here in L.A., today marks the 23rd annual Denim Day.
It started 1999 here in Los Angeles. The last Wednesday ever since of each April has been Denim Day, the name a reference to a sexual assault conviction in Italy. It was overturned in 1998 because the court ruled the victim's jeans were so tight that she would have had to take them off to help participate in the rape. LA made it an annual day of awareness for survivors and programs to help them.
It gives me great honor and privilege to be here each and every year in solidarity with the survivors whose strength and stories are how we put an end to domestic violence and protecting more individuals from becoming victims of domestic violence and rape.
LA City Councilmember Monica Rodriguez. People are being urged to wear jeans today, denim, as a way to show support. At LA City Hall, Craig Figner, KNX News.
For the first time in a long time, you can get gas for under $5 a gallon in LA County. In some areas, Gas Buddy analyst Patrick DeHaan tells KNX it follows a few weeks of falling pump prices.
We have about seven stations listed throughout the LA metro area that we are showing at $4.99 a gallon. All of them basically the low price leaders. Costco, Arco, Sam's Club in various areas. Inglewood, Lakewood, LA, Long Beach, kind of peppered around.
Yeah, so they're out there, but you've got to look for them. Today's average price, the average price in LA County, is more than $5.77 a gallon. That, of course, for regular unleaded fuel. DeHaan is predicting that the average prices will continue to come down in Southern California from their records highs, which were set, of course, last month in March. A Beverly Hills developer has admitted to paying off an LA County official in exchange for help obtaining a government lease. Armand Gabay has reached a plea deal with prosecutors in the case. He admits to paying cash bribes to the employee for more than 6 years, part of an attempt to get the county to enter into a 10-year, $45 million lease to rent space in the Hawthorne Mall, which he owned. The former county official pled guilty back in November 2018 to accepting the bribes. LA County is being sued by four more prosecutors who claim they were unfairly demoted because they opposed DA George Gascon's sentencing guidelines, which they say are too lenient. The lawsuit was filed earlier this week, seeks unspecified damages for alleged job retaliation. Two other prosecutors in the DA's office filed a similar lawsuit last month. The former athletic director of Santa Ana's private modern-day high school says an assistant principal ordered her not to ask or talk about an alleged hazing incident that left a football player with serious head injuries. Amanda Waters says the order came after she'd asked the school's head football coach about the incident. Her statement came in sworn testimony obtained by the Orange County Register in a lawsuit against the school by the injured boy's parents. Two men are now under arrest in connection with the murder of an 80-year-old man shot in a robbery in Encino last month. A man in his 40s taken into custody in Simi Valley, while another man in his 40s was arrested at his home in Sherman Oaks. The arrests come after detectives served search warrants yesterday, including at the home in Sherman Oaks, where they found a marijuana grow. Police believe the men were burglarizing Stuart Herman's home on March 2nd when they killed him. Another man was assaulted and pistol-whipped during that same incident. A bill that would let California terminate the lease of three oil drilling platforms off the coast of Orange County by the end of 2024 has cleared a key state Senate committee. Its author, Irvine State Senator Dave Minn, says the goal is to prevent more accidents like the 25,000-gallon oil leak that caused some big problems along the county shoreline back in October.
We had 1.5 million tourists in town that were going to go out to bars, be on the beach. They all went home instead. And so I talked to numerous shop owners who estimated they lost a huge day of revenues because of that. Then the week following, when there was no revenue, they suffered as well. One shop owner told me she lost about 40% of her monthly income.
But some lawmakers are worried that ending these leases could mean a lot of lost oil revenue and involve some big shutdown costs for the state.
KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps, and on our website at knxnews.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.